Go, Andy. Go, Andy. Talk now.
What's your favorite part of that song?
The Go, Andy part.
I like when they say my name.
I like when they rhyme zinger with zinger.
I like that it always means it's kind of a happy trigger for me. It always means I'm going to have a quality time with you. I'm going to have your attention for 60 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's how I feel too.
You have so many other children. You give them everyone so much love, but for 60 minutes a week, you're all mine.
Yeah. I love you, buddy.
I love you, buddy.
So you were taking a work meeting right before the show tonight.
Yeah.
From the other studio.
Oh, here it comes. Yes, yes, I have a career. Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yes, I've achieved a little success in my life.
Other people have done.
This is the only building in America where I feel I have to apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
I just heard a lot of crying and begging.
Oh, that would be me.
Coming from the studio. What was going on?
That was me begging, please don't cut all my jokes. Please leave me one joke.
Wow.
Some dignity. A shred.
I have seen some of your movies that had one or zero jokes.
Yes, of mine. Of anyone's. Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of my trademark. That's how you know it's a Breckman film. It has very little Breckman in it.
I think True Identity
has precious little Breckman in it.
True Identity had no Breckman jokes.
Well, no jokes of any kind.
Yeah.
You can't even... I believe True Identity is the only Disney release ever that was never even released on VHS. I think they just... Well, no, that's not true. I have a VHS copy. It's just Gone Baby Gone. And for good reason.
Yeah. Poor Lenny Henry.
Have you ever heard the phrase unwatchable? Like, I'll use it in a sentence. That movie, True Identity, was unwatchable. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Yes. I recall people saying that as I left the theater.
You never went to the theater.
I did.
I have a list of everyone that went to the theater.
My wife and I saw True Identity.
You did not.
In the theater.
That's not true.
It's true.
Because you would have never invited me to join your little rinky-dink station.
No, this was long after we started doing a show.
Oh, for the love of God.
I was so proud of you.
Oh, shut up. Where'd that reference come from?
And then I saw IQ.
Oh, please shut up. Not that one. Let's talk about your failures, your embarrassments. How about that radio station in Jersey City you have? How about that? You don't want to talk about that, do you? See, I feel the same way about my failures.
No, we can do... What about that station?
How was your show this morning?
It was very good.
No, I heard it. Sorry.
Yeah? What was wrong with it?
you hit the broadcast button. That's what was wrong with it.
There is no broadcast button.
Oh, whatever you do. You turned on the antenna.
It was on when my show started.
Of course you have an excuse. Of course you would. Excuse me. Yeah, it was the antenna was already broadcasting. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, we were already on.
You could have killed the antenna. You could have killed that signal. You had a shred of decency in your body.
I thought my show was good.
What was? I'm sure you did. No, that I don't deny.
Yeah.
I'm sure you thought it was good.
Yeah.
That's why I love you. What was the first song you played today?
Marlena Shaw.
Yeah.
Liberation something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing songs for Liberation Day.
Yeah, that's good. Good work.
Yeah.
That'll turn this whole boat around.
Yeah.
Good work.
I'm hoping.
Did you crank it up? Did you play it loud?
No.
That's your version of Cory Booker talking for 28 hours.
Oh, I played him too.
Yeah, that'll change everything.
He went back to a podium.
Yeah. No, it's fun to grandstand.
Yeah.
It's fun.
He didn't pee.
He peed.
Amazing.
He didn't go to the bathroom, but he peed, baby.
You think he was wearing adult diapers?
No, he has one of those things that go into the little flask.
A catheter?
Yeah, no, it's a little thing. It hooks onto your little digit.
Yeah?
And a little tube runs down. Yeah.
That's what
you
said?
And you strap a flask on. Yeah, you wear it when you go to ball games and football games. So you don't have to get up to pee.
Do you have one?
I have more than one. I have today. I'm wearing my Wednesday flask.
Well, because I recall you were wearing one when we did our 30th anniversary show, and
that's right.
It malfunctioned.
Yeah, it doesn't always.
It was very embarrassing.
It backed up on me.
It was really embarrassing.
Embarrassing for me. Imagine how I felt. Yeah, how could it be embarrassing for you?
Well, I was standing next to you. At first, a big wet spot formed all over your pants.
Well, that was part of the comedy. Wait, what was the comedy? What was it?
What do you mean, what was the comedy?
No, okay. I worked it out so that it looked like I would pee my pants, but I can't remember the setup to it.
There was no setup.
No, seriously. What the hell were we doing?
You just peed in your pants because your catheter failed.
No. There was a setup. It was a little bit we did.
Oh, I don't recall that at all.
Well, I didn't. Maybe I didn't like clue you into it.
I just remember we're standing on stage.
No. Wait. I had a whole bit. There was a whole bit.
Well, I wish you had told me that that was a bit. I was mortified. I stayed after the show to clean up what I thought was urine all over the stage.
I can't remember. If anybody was there, if they could tell me what. I can't remember.
Wow, it's amazing the way you rewrite things in your head.
I just got my memory is
we
the
were,
worst.
We were both so embarrassed and
mortified. No. Wait, I'm so... Wait, it's just my memory. I only have... I have 84 gray cells left.
Yeah. How do you prioritize?
Well, no, it's a zero-sum game. If I want to remember something, I have to forget something.
Right.
For example, I don't know the phone number here, the on-air number.
Oh, it's 201.
Yeah.
209-9368. That's the phone number. And what are we doing tonight? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Pam approved of the idea.
Oh, thank God, our president, the president of the show.
Power Mad President Pam. She really, really grills me.
Does she?
Yeah.
Really?
Man, oh man.
Wait, was she on the fence about this idea?
Very much so, yeah.
You had to appease her and convince her?
Well, you know what convinced her?
No, what?
I told her that it was this or a slumber party. And that she said, okay, you can do the tongue twisters.
So when we call Pam to get approval for these ideas, we must always have cannon fodder.
Yes.
We must always have something, a worse idea.
Oh, is that what it's called, cannon fodder?
Yeah, when you have a worse idea just to sell your half-baked idea.
Oh, man, I never knew what that was called.
Well, you learn something every day. Unfortunately, well, that's what you learned today.
I'm happy to have learned that today. Is that what they call it in the Hollywood biz? In the biz?
Yes, in the Hollywood biz.
In the biz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday I'll bring you to a meeting of the Hollywood biz.
And there's that new TV show about the biz, yeah. The studio, but you don't like it.
It's not for me, but everyone says the second episode it really works. I'm going to try it.
Why didn't you like the first episode?
It seemed a little, it wasn't grounded. It seemed a little on the silly side for me.
Yeah.
Everybody's taste is different. That's what makes horse races.
It's dense and frenetic.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Those are good words.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fun to say.
But, yeah, episode 2 I thought was really great.
All right. I'm going to give it a shot. If you liked it, I'm gonna like it.
Well, you know, it's the
biz. Why not
biz.
Like it? I'll just like it.
It's the biz.
Well, it's not the biz.
But you're a judge. That's your world.
Oh, I see. Maybe you think maybe I'm more critical than you.
Yeah, it's like me watching a radio movie.
Oh, yeah. Is there any movie that gets the radio business close to correct?
No.
Really?
Really.
There's a lot of movies where how about Play Misty for Me? Remember that with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, even that doesn't quite get it right.
There's a lot of movies where the provocative shock jock is stalked by the crazy stalker.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those. Eric Bogosian.
Well, actually, yeah, talk radio comes pretty close.
Eric Bogosian, yeah.
Yeah, talk radio comes pretty close to getting it right.
Okay, so that's the one? That's the North Star for you?
Yeah, but even that one becomes totally unbelievable when he gives his whole big monologue at the end.
I don't remember. Oh, I'm sure.
He comes clean to
the audience. Oh, that's right. Oh, I do remember. I did see it. Yeah.
That did not ring true at all.
Well, didn't Play Misty for Me ring true? The crazy girl stalker? I mean, that happens to you 3-4 times a year, doesn't it? Some woman listening becomes obsessed with you.
It's usually men stalkers. That's why it didn't quite ring true.
Men stalking you?
No, men stalking women.
Oh, that's not cool.
No, not cool
at
all.
I'm against that.
I wish you would stop. We're all against it.
If you're all against it, I'm going to reconsider my opinion.
Okay.
Because that's how contrary I am.
But we have had cases of female stalkers also. But
yeah, females can stalk as well as any man.
But 95%, well, they're just not as good as it. They're not as
scared. I disagree.
They're not as scary as a male stalker.
Well, they haven't had the opportunities that men stalkers have had.
You're right. I think the sheaves are calling.
Oh, God, no.
Hi,
oh,
you're on,
God.
You're on
oh,
the
God,
air.
Oh, God, no. Don't do that.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
What? Really? Ken, you want to know how
so
he is?
I saw your ad. Very impressive. So how are we going to do this?
Where did you see the ad? Did you see the Village Voice one?
We're you just... don't know who I am. This is my first time doing something like this. Believe me. I swear.
No, I believe you. I'm just wondering where you saw the ad, so I'm tracking.
Should I give you the money first? Because I have a lot of it. Bigly.
I'd prefer if you didn't pay it in cash. I can't keep cash.
Also, can you try not to tell anyone about this? It's quite embarrassing.
Well, we're on the radio, so it's a little hard for me to not tell anybody about it.
Do you mind if I wear my gloves? I don't want anyone to recognize me by my huge hands. And believe me, they are huge.
Is he doing Trump?
I guess he's doing Trump.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes
Thanks
sense.
Thanks for calling. There, that'll teach him.
He shouldn't have gone into the huge hands. I was enjoying it until I realized that it was meant
to political,
be...
political parody?
Yeah, meant to be an imitation of Trump. That was a terrible imitation of Trump. Wow. It was fun until he got into the short-fingered vulgarian.
Really? You think that was fun? Really, Ken? Then you're going to love what's coming up.
All right.
You're going to love our tongue twister
all
content.
All right, what's coming
if
up?
If you thought that was fun, you're going to be orgasmic over when the next caller calls.
Well, it made me uncomfortable, so to me that's fun. It made you uncomfortable. You looked.
It was not fun.
You looked very uncomfortable.
It was what they call, I believe shrinks therapists have a word for it, unfun.
Creepy.
I think that call put the un in unfun.
Yeah. So we're looking for listeners to give us tongue twisters over the air.
We're basically looking for any other listener.
Yeah, any other call.
201-209-9368. Any other call would be a good name for the show.
And
any other call.
Do you want to explain what a tongue twister is?
No, we don't have to.
What we're looking for?
We don't have to.
I that's what I thought, but now I think we do.
I want to talk to a guy who doesn't know what a tongue twister is.
Okay.
201-209-9368.
I think we might hear from some tonight.
I think anyone who doesn't know what a tongue twister is will not be able to operate the telephone and call us.
Well, the phone number here is 201-209-9368. You tell us the tongue twister. And then Andy and I will have a contest and see who can do the tongue twister.
How are you at tongue twisters?
I'm not very good.
Can you say the name of the drugstore, Duane Reade, six times real fast?
Duane Reade, Duane Reade, Duane Reade, Duane Reade, Duane Reade, Duane Reade. Was that good or bad?
I don't even know.
Is that
To tell you the truth, I listened to the first two and then I kind of tuned out.
Oh, where did you go for numbers 3 through 6?
SeaWorld. I went to SeaWorld.
Oh, how's SeaWorld doing?
You know, they have a discount now because I'm a senior citizen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even in my imaginary SeaWorld, I get in a little cheaper.
Wow. How much does it cost now?
It costs $11.95 now.
Good deal.
Yeah. My kids would have to pay over $15.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, and it is nice. Thanks, Ken.
Are they treating the orcas any better down there at SeaWorld?
Unfortunately, yes.
Why unfortunately? Are you're anti-orca?
Orca?
Yeah, killer whale.
Yeah, the killer whale that took Captain Ahab's leg?
That was not an orca.
It killed the whole crew, rammed the boat.
Not an orca.
Everyone but Ishmael, he is alone, survived to tell the tale.
I believe that was a sperm whale. Man, you don't know your whales.
Shut up. 201-209-9368.
Why would it?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you play dumb. You weren't getting off that easy.
Oh, God.
What's going on here?
Oh, God. Let's just say a prayer for a call screener to just appear.
Hi, you're on the
God,
air.
God, if you loved us, I have so little. God, send me a call screener.
Nick the Bard. Nick the
hello,
Bard.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Bill from New York.
Hi, Bill. Speak up. You got to speak up, practically shout.
Okay, how's that?
That's much better.
I think I can do this. Bill from New York. Bill from New York. Bill from New York.
Bill from New York. I have a tongue twister for you. Love the show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, Bill from New York, what's the tongue twister?
Okay, it's a bit lengthy, so hang on. It goes. Theophilus Thistle, the Thistle Sifter, in sifting thousands of unsifted thistles, thrust thrice 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. Now, if Theophilus Thistle, the Thistle Sifter...
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
That's too long.
The sound quality was not... was not optimal.
Yeah, it was also really, really bad fidelity.
Yeah. But we did him the service of saying thank you for calling. We didn't just hang up on
no.
him. We didn't ghost him.
No, we didn't.
And that's the end of our show. That might have been the high point of the show. For all we know, that's the only call we're going to get.
No, I think we have more calls. We had a whole full switchboard there for a second.
Okay, we're looking for tongue twisters. Call us 201-209-9368. Okay, let's take this next call. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
No calls.
Shut up.
No calls.
Shut up.
You're overusing the shut up. It's losing its effect on me.
Shut up.
See, now I'm not even giggling. You used to say shut up and it would make me, you know, really laugh, a real belly laugh. Now it has no effect.
You mean it's like penicillin? It's like...
Yeah,
hi, this is Dave from the cable company. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
What?
Great. We're just calling to let you know your internet might be down until we can...
Nick the Bard, can you get here in 5 minutes? He's back, you know. Nick the Bard is back. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shia's dad.
Hi, Shia's dad.
I came to watch the show once.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was great. Great fun.
You came with...
I have a quick one.
Okay, there you go.
This is Toy Boat.
Yeah, Toy Boat. Can you
say... Four times fast. Go.
Toy Boat four times fast. Okay.
Okay, ready? Should I go first?
You go first.
Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat.
And now I'll go. Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat.
Can you say it seven times faster?
Who did it better?
Toy Boat, Toy Boat, wait. I think it should be seven times, and I think it should be
seven.
Faster.
Try seven, maybe.
Toy boat, toy... No, I can't do seven. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
Oh, you messed up.
Well, here you go.
On your attempt of
but
seven.
But accelerate it. Do it faster.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
So
that's very good.
My little friend Ken, guess who stopped smoking weed?
I guess I won.
Guess who stopped smoking weed 3 months ago?
Edibles.
No,
I stopped. He's completely stopped.
I stopped eating weed.
Stop. My straight edge friend Ken. Listen to him do those tongue twisters.
I stopped eating weed 10 months ago.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
So what do you do with all the anger?
Well, stick around. The show's just started.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's asked me that before.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife has asked you that.
It makes no sense. What do I do with all the anger?
You know, when I was at SNL, I tried to write a script.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to write a script where it was a switchboard. You know, it's like a reception area,
uh-huh.
And it was a new receptionist, and the name of the company was Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat, Toy Boat Incorporated.
Really?
And then And she kept answering the phone and messing up. And then her boss had no patience for her. You know, they fire receptionists all the time. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It wasn't too bad. It was One Smart Fellow, He Felt Smart.
Oh, okay.
Incorporated, and all the receptionists kept messing up, and the boss was just furious.
What episode was this on?
Well, it wasn't. I think I wrote it and it didn't get on.
It didn't get on.
That was my trademark move.
Yeah,
writing sketches that didn't get on. That's how you knew it was my sketch.
And yet...
If you didn't see it, it was a Breckman sketch.
In the New York Times a month or two ago, there was an article about the best episode of SNL ever. And you had two things on that episode.
Well, that was that guy's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? For calling.
This is Allie.
Hi, Allie.
This is Allie. Queens. Allie in Queens, right? And Allie, you've called us before.
Well, my daughter has one for you.
Okay.
There's a whole unit on it in pre-K.
Okay. What is your daughter's name?
Zeta.
With a Z?
With a Z.
That's what I called my grandfather.
No way. That's what I called my grandfather.
I was actually debating whether I should call her that because I've read that that's a grandfather's name.
Damn, did we have the same grandfather?
No, we had a different grandfather, but we called each grandfather individually, independent of each other. We called them the same name.
What are the chances of that?
One in three.
Wow, that's incredible.
So Zeta went to kindergarten and she learned some tongue twisters.
Zadie.
Zadie?
Zadie.
Yeah.
Oh, I misheard.
No,
okay.
No, it's Zeta. You had it, Zeta.
No, it's Zeta.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Zeta, not Zadie.
What was your grandfather?
Zeta.
Yeah, me too, Zeta, yeah.
Yeah, they're the same guy.
Well, let me ask you this. Was your Zeta stupid?
No.
Oh, mine was stupid.
Oh.
So they weren't the same guy.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Was your grandfather an old Jew?
Yes. Was
so
yours?
Was mine.
Did you get 75 cents if you found the Afikomen?
No.
I did.
Oh, he loved you better.
3/4. He called it a dollar. It's stupid, Zeta.
She's going to think you're talking about her.
Allie.
Oh, no. No, you're not your Zeta. No. Your Zeta's wonderful. Your Zeta's the best student in kindergarten.
We're talking about our old grandfathers.
Yeah, our old grandfathers.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. So let's talk to Zeta. Can we put her on the phone?
She's a little shy with
me. Oh, I love Zeta. Zeta, say hi to your Uncle Andy. Hi, honey.
No, she definitely doesn't.
Okay, but what was her tongue twister?
Hiding in the other room just in case, you guys.
Oh, I love her. What was her tongue twister?
Six sticky skeletons.
Oh my gosh, it's not only a tongue twister, it's kind of a very frightening little scene. Can you imagine six sticky skeletons?
It's also a palindrome.
It is, yeah, it's the same thing backwards and forwards.
The perfect tongue twister.
Can you imagine what one sticky skeleton's like because you have one in your closet upstairs, right? You imagine six of them?
They're not. Mine's not very sticky.
Well, not anymore. He was sticky originally.
Yeah, I clean it.
Can you imagine six of those? So let's see if we can say them, because I bet Zeta can say it really quick, 3 times fast. Can you say it really quick, 3 times fast?
I'll try.
Okay, go ahead.
Six sticky skeletons, six sticky skeletons, six sticky skeletons.
But you really are good at this. Okay.
But I have a lisp.
And why I have a lisp?
It really brings out my lisp. Did your Grandpa Zeta have a lisp?
Did your Grandpa Zeta have a lisp?
Yeah.
I never really listened when my Grandpa Zeta was talking. So I don't know. Six sticky skeletons. Oh, wait. I got to take the gum out of my mouth.
Jesus.
Hold on. Shut up. Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky. I can't do it. Six sticky skeletons. Six sticky skeletons. I can't do this.
I'll take the point.
My God, you're better than me. Hey, but thank you, Zeta, for that great, great tongue twister. I bet you can do it better than Uncle Andy can do it.
Well, I'm sure she says you're welcome.
Oh, I love her. Well, in a few years she'll be calling us herself. I'm sure.
She will.
Thanks, Allie. Thanks, Zeta.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Zeta, that's a sweet name, Zeta. I didn't even think that.
Yeah, no, it's a great name. She's still listening.
Yeah.
Don't say anything bad.
Yeah, that's right.
We love Zeta.
Yeah.
That was the best tongue twister we've had all night.
Yeah, but in 32 minutes when we're off the air, we'll rip her a new one, right? all the gloves come off, right? 7 o'clock, right, Ken?
Stop saying
when that. The mics are off, right?
Stop.
Finally, we can talk honestly, candidly about Zeta.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is this the show where I test out my new character of the toast of Stephen Hawking, which is in great taste?
It's Aaron from Minneapolis.
Yeah, he has a new character.
Welcome, Aaron.
It's the ghost of Stephen Hawking.
Oh, was that the new character?
Yeah, he's about to do it. Yes, okay. We'd like to hear a little taste of that new character.
I think it's a little cool.
I know science.
Wow, that sounds just like Stephen Hawking.
It does. It's a great impression of Stephen Hawking.
I know science.
It's a great impression of the man.
He used to say that all the time.
Hey boys,
it's a drop-dead perfect.
Nice to be back on the air. How are you?
We're doing fine, thanks.
We're good, Aaron. How are you doing? It's been a long time.
Now, Aaron would have an advantage over us with tongue twisters, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Because he could program anything.
That's right. Aaron, do you have a tongue twister you want to suggest
to us? It wouldn't be fair. It would not be fair to hear him compete against us.
Why?
Because he can program any sentence, any difficult, challenging tongue twister.
I bet I can say the tongue twister faster than his
program?
Text-to-speech thing can, yeah.
The 33 thieves thought that they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday.
The 33 thieves thought... Did you catch the rest of that, Andy?
No, I'm not even listening.
The 33 thieves thought that they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday.
That they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday. Thrilled the throne.
I think throughout. I hate this show.
Throughout. I was worried about this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I hate it.
Shall we do it? Okay, Aaron, thank you for that great tongue twister.
You want to just keep going?
No, we have to do that one.
You do whatever you want. Go ahead, sweetheart.
So you've lost. It's 28 minutes after 6 o'clock, and you've lost the will to live. You don't want to do this topic anymore.
I don't even want to talk about my will to live anymore. I've lost interest in that.
Okay, we have 32 minutes left to go. What do you want to do? You want to have the slumber party?
Yes. Can I take a nap? Wait, do you have a sleeping bag in the building?
I do not.
Do you have a sound machine?
Nope. I can bring up some white noise for you, though.
Do you remember, like, in the early 2000s when White Noise would tour? The band would tour?
There have been several bands called White Noise. Which White Noise are you talking about?
Well, they did all their hits. They did Babbling Brook.
Is that the Delia Derbyshire White Noise?
I don't know what you're saying now. Now you're just making
it. There have been two... Or
I don't know if it'll be the same.
Or are you talking about the Canadian skronk funk band, White Noise?
You can't talk much longer.
I can talk endlessly.
You've got to get tired.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Doug in Davis, California. First-time caller. Love the show.
Of course, Doug. Hey, you're the fish we wanted to catch. Right, Uncle Ken?
Well, I was hoping he would call, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
So I've got a great tongue twister. I learned this from my dad, who was from Edinburgh, Scotland. Let me set it up real quick. There's a place near Edinburgh called Leith, made famous by the Proclaimers.
Oh, Leith, like Leif Erikson. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me know when you're ready, and I'll let it roll. If you can say it three times fast, then all honors bestowed upon you.
Well, we'll have to write it down.
Before you begin, I just want to interject, if I could.
Yeah.
God, I hate this show.
Go ahead,
it's
Doug.
So stupid.
Okay. I thought there was an interjection coming.
Yeah, it's all right. Go ahead, Doug.
All right, here it comes.
Yeah.
The Leith police dismisseth us. The Leith police dismisseth us. Good luck.
The Leith police dismisses us.
Dismisseth. Dismisseth.
Well, that's not even a real word.
In Scotland it is.
What does it mean, dismisses? Dismiss?
Yeah. Thus, yeah, they do dismiss. Dismisseth.
One to ten, how much do you hate this show?
The Leo. Five.
Seven.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
The Leith police dismisseth us.
What do you care? What do you care what the Leith police do? They're nowhere near you.
That's a hard one, especially for people such as
they don't
as
have
myself.
Any right. They don't have the right to arrest you. It doesn't matter if they dismiss you. They can't detain you. They're in Scotland.
No, but they're...
Relax already about the damn police in Scotland.
I think you're misunderstanding the whole concept.
Well, a tongue twister should make some sense. It should work on two
or
three levels.
Sense. There's a town called Leith.
Yeah, the Leith police.
So this is the, like, LPD, the Leith Police Department.
So they detain you briefly, but then they let you go. They dismiss you.
You can't say it.
I don't want to say it.
Admit it. You can't say it.
I'll admit it. I have no shame.
Dismisseth.
Oh, for the love of God.
The Leith Police dismisseth us. That's a hard one.
Yes, it is, Ken.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shut up. God. I have a lisp.
Nick the Bard, we can still wait another 5 minutes for you to get here.
We need a call screener. Nick would be great. Any call screener would
Nick
be
the
great.
Nick the Bard was the best call screener we ever
had.
Hey,
let me put, you know, for like $10, you can hire people.
Yeah?
Can't you? Like to work for an hour?
Yeah.
What's that site called? There's a site.
Home Depot.
No, I'm not going to go to Home Depot and hang out near the dumpsters.
No, go to Home Depot.
No. There's a site. It's online. You hire people. It's like to do, TaskRabbit.
There's TaskRabbit. There's Mechanical Turk.
Wait, TaskRabbit, they'll come for an hour. They'll call screen for us. I'm calling next week.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to train a new... It's difficult.
It's going to be great.
No, we need somebody who knows how to do it.
Oh, please. It's going to be great.
Nick the Bard was good. He was really good
at it. Can he get here? Does he have a car?
That I don't know.
Let me tell you about the TaskRabbit guy.
Yeah.
He has a car.
Well, let me tell
you. He has a Toyota Camry.
Let me tell you about Home Depot. Every morning at 8 a.m., there's a whole bunch of call screeners, and they go and they hang out right in front of Home Depot.
Looking for work.
Looking for work. And if anybody needs a call screener, you just go over there and you tell them, like, $10. And then they get in the back of your pickup truck and you bring them here.
This is Ken at Home Depot every morning. Hey, can anyone program a three-hour show, three-hour rock and roll show? Or not necessarily rock and roll. Any kind of music, anything you want to play.
Cumbia would be fine.
Yeah.
Chicha.
Yeah. How's your English? It doesn't matter. I don't even know why I asked.
No, you don't even need to speak English.
Yeah. As long as it's bad music. As long as no one will enjoy it.
We can give you the music.
Yeah, we have a whole library. Can you operate a turntable?
Sure.
Come on in. There's room in the back.
How much are you going to pay me?
I can already tell you have a great sense of humor. Hop on in, buddy.
No, thanks. This sounds fishy to me. Hi, you're on the air.
Got a nice short tongue twister for Andy.
Okay. A nice easy one for Andy.
Okay, I'm going to re-engage now. I'm going to care. Here we go.
All right. Irish wristwatch.
Oh, that is hard. Oh, I just tried to say it once. That's fantastic.
Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch. Oh, my gosh.
Irish wristwatch. Yeah, that is hard.
That is hard. Can you say it four times, Ken?
Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch.
It's really great because I'm watching you concentrate. You're focusing.
Yeah.
You haven't been doing edibles.
I don't do weed anymore.
You don't do weed?
I don't drink.
The officer stops your car, says, have you been smoking? No, sir. Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
No kratom?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, kratom's one of these increasingly popular over-the-counter opium drugs.
Are they really legal?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Will it get me through, like, Wednesdays at 6?
Yes, for an hour? Boy, will it. Boy, howdy. You want to do kratom next week?
Wait.
That would be a great episode.
But hold on. You know what? I always said, you know, because I've never been high.
Yeah,
I know. I've always said when my youngest kid goes off to college, when I'm an empty nester, that's if I'm ever going to do it, I would consider doing it that. Because it's always been important to me to say to my kids, I've never been high. You know, don't tell me about peer pressure, kid. I've never been high. So... But now that they're gone, and Evan's going to school in September.
Wow. So September we can...
September I might consider that show that you just pitched.
Yeah, well, no.
If Pam would approve.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't do the Kratom show. We should do the Pot Brownie show.
Won't that get me sick?
No, man, you should eat an edible at like 3 o'clock. Yeah. By 6 o'clock, you'll without question be high. But we got to get somebody to drive you home.
Will I enjoy Irwin's show from 3 to 6?
Will you ever?
Okay.
Oh my God!
Let's give it a try.
You wouldn't believe how great music sounds.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't play any music on the station.
No, we do. We play lots of music.
Well, I guess. In fact, our definition of the word is different.
My morning show has really improved since I stopped getting high and eating
animals. Has it?
It really has. Because what used to happen is I used to prepare for the show the night before, the day before, when I was high.
Yeah.
And then the next morning when I'm on the air and I'm not high, I would play the same songs.
Would you say this story is about half over?
No, three quarters.
Go ahead then.
The next morning when I was not high, I'd play the same song and I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
This is no good.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. We're talking about tongue twisters.
Cannon fodder. That's what did it. That's what brought you back to the topic.
Irish wristwatch. I do love that. That's my favorite tongue twister.
One of my boring stories.
No, Ken.
What?
No, I was enthralled. That story had something for everyone.
You don't even remember what the story was.
Sure I do.
Or what it was about.
Yeah, yeah. When you used to get high regularly, you would choose the music, you would select your songs and records the night before while you were high.
Yeah.
Then you'd come, you'd bring them to the station, your show kicks on, right, 9 a.m., you're playing your songs.
Uh-huh.
What the hell were you thinking?
I love that story. You're on a roll tonight.
I can't believe that story was told twice on my show tonight.
Like three times now. Tell it again.
Officer, if I was a cop and was pulling people over
and
suspecting them of drinking or getting high,
I would just say,
you're in Dublin, you're shopping for a watch, you go to the store, they have a large selection of what? Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatches, Ossifer.
Okay, sorry to bother you. Sorry to stop you. Take off. Godspeed.
When I used to drink and drive.
Yeah, oh, God. Why would you say that? Zeta's listening.
I would always practice saying the word officer. Officer, officer, officer. To make sure you didn't say Ossifer.
You mean you were driving along the highway up and down the New Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah. No, officer. Not a drop.
Hey, you know that Springsteen song? Hey, Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me.
I don't know it. No.
Oh, my God, it's a great song. What a great song.
What about the song?
It's just an amazing hook. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me.
Oh. But it's not, what's the punchline here?
The punchline is, well, the chorus. You want me to do the chorus?
Yeah.
Officer. 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 That's the chorus. He's practicing.
Oh. Just like me.
Yeah, just like you. Huh. Okay. You and Springsteen.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know what else you have in common with Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, what?
Nothing. Not a thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got a good one for you guys.
All right, okay. What is it?
If you could split a sheet, you'd be a good sheet splitter.
If you could split a sheet, I think he wants us to curse. Right?
Well, I don't want you to, but it might be inevitable.
And that might be inevitable. If you can split a sheet.
I'm sorry, I ate some edible.
If you can split a sheet, you'd be a good sheet splitter.
Sheet splitter.
Well, don't even try to say it, Ken. It's a trick. It's a trap.
Well, I got my hand on the button.
Fine. Good luck,
but
buddy.
Did he say spleef or sheet?
If you could split a sheet, you'd be a good sheet splitter.
Okay. All right.
Why would you even try to say it? To what end, Ken?
Well, I have the dump button.
You mean to live dangerously? Good luck, buddy.
I knew that this would happen.
That someone would try to make you curse?
Yeah. If you could split a sheet, you'd be a good sheet splitter. If you could split a sheet, you'd be a good sheet splitter. If you could split a sheet, you'd be a good sheet splitter. No problem. How about you?
I feel like Cory Booker, hour 18.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he was hurting, man.
Yeah, just keep going, Cory. Just keep going.
He was hurting.
Just keep going. If you can get to 22 hours, you'll make all the difference in the world, Cory. That's what he told himself.
He claimed not to have eaten for 2 days and not to have had any water for a day and a half before he started.
Oh, he's a hero. Yeah, no, that wasn't just some pointless stunt. He's a hero of mine now.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I have one, it's just one word. Try to say it a few times in a row.
Okay.
Toy boat.
Oh, we did toy boat already.
Yeah, toy boat is great.
We did toy boat. Sorry, though.
Sorry, guys.
It's a good one.
Kids that don't tune in from the top of the show, Ken. I have no patience for them.
No,
they don't care enough to tune in at 6 o'clock.
Well, that's the nature of radio, though.
If they had a show, I'd be tuning in from the beginning.
That's not true.
How many people listen to your show? What time is your show on?
It's on. You don't even know what time.
What time does it begin?
It begins at 9 a.m. And it ends.
You're here at 9 a.m.?
I'm here at 7 a.m.
Okay. You know what an L7 is?
No.
An L7 is you make an L out of one hand and then make a 7 out of the other hand and you put them together and see what you get.
Oh, my God, that's an insult.
You're square.
You're saying I'm a diamond?
You're square.
Oh, a square. Well, then you have to tilt your hand around.
Yeah.
It's barely a square. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I've got a couple that I wrote with your name.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Personalized tongue twisters.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Ken's first.
Okay, Ken is Ken can't, Ken clam can, when Ken can't, Kent clams.
I got Ken can't. What comes after that?
Ken, as in like, do you can, like the Scottish word for no or understand.
Oh, Ken can't, Ken.
Clam, like the bivalve.
Clam?
Yes. Like
Ken
like
can't, Ken like, clam, yeah. Okay.
Right, and then cans, like, you know, the steel containers.
Oh, the band, the Krautrock band with
yeah,
Jackie.
Well,
with
that.
With
so
Jackie.
Ken can't, Ken clam can.
With Damo Suzuki as singer, that version of can?
No, can, like a tin can, like you see it at the grocery tin store. Can.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't overthink perfect. It, that's man. Perfect.
Okay, so Ken can't, Ken clam can, when... Ken can, Kent clams.
When Ken can, like the Sudoku knockoff?
Maybe.
When
Ken can, you can, understand, can't, like the British.
I can't even write this down.
I remember when this phone call began.
Really?
Yeah.
You want Andy's. Wow. Here's
yeah,
Andy's.
I can remember.
What
no,
I,
don't tell me mine.
You don't want Ken's or do you want Andy's?
No, don't tell me mine. Ken's is so stupid, I don't even want to go near mine.
I haven't okay. even finished writing it down. Ken can't, Ken clam can, when Ken can.
When Ken can.
Oh, when Ken
Ken's,
can.
When you can, Kent clams.
When Ken can, Kent clams?
When Ken can, like the...
Will you give me like a five-minute warning before this call ends?
Like so I can, active verb.
So I have 5 minutes to get my head back in?
Yeah.
All right, just tell me when...
K-E-N-K-E-N-S.
When you sense it's winding down.
K-E-N-T.
I think it's winding down.
Yeah.
I mean, clans, like, you know, family.
Is this Michael? Is this Michael playing a trick on me?
No. This is just some random listener down... Mason Dixon Way.
Oh okay. No! If you live closer, you'd have a Friday night show right now. It's the most entertaining thing I've heard on the station in years. Tongue twisters with your pal, your old pal Michael.
Well, thanks, not there's Michael.
Okay.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah, you work on it, Ken.
It doesn't even make any sense to me.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it matters a lot.
It so doesn't matter.
Let's get that guy back on the line.
Nothing matters less. I can't think of anything that matters less than that tongue twister.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a tongue twister for you.
All right, go ahead.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they felt smart. Three smart fellows.
They all felt smart. Now, you're trying to... Now, this is another trap, Ken. Be wary. Be warned.
This is just like an old SNL skit.
Well...
Yeah, it kind of is.
You won't get in trouble for it if you get it wrong.
Well, you will. I mean, is that one of the words that the FCC would want you to bleep?
No.
You can say fart?
You can.
Oh, then let's go, baby. One smart fellow.
He felt smart.
He farted. He farted all night. Two smart fellows and they all farted all night. Three smart fellows and they couldn't stop farting. Woo!
You're messing it up.
Woo! I'm having the greatest time ever. Woo! I'm free.
Thanks, caller. that's some freedom of speech.
I'm free from the shackles of that stupid tongue twister.
Yeah.
I go my own way. I'm like Balzac. You know that quote of Balzac's?
Nope.
They give you line paper, write the other way. I think that's
go,
the quote.
Go on.
That's the whole quote. If they give you lined paper, write the other way.
Okay.
And when they zig, what do? If somebody's zigging, if the whole world is zigging, what do, Ken?
You turn the notebook line.
Don't be a fool. Zig with them. Thank God we had this talk.
Yeah, I don't want to stick your neck out.
Yeah, exactly. There's that Ken Freeman, the zagger.
That's how you get caught.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you get caught.
You keep zigging until they're not watching, and then you zag.
But if you do get caught, just look the cop in the eye and say, Irish wristwatch, officer.
Officer. Phone number here is 201.
It doesn't matter. If you give the phone number out, Ken, there's a chance they're going to call.
No, I would.
Don't take that chance.
No, I'd like people
to. No, call. They're going to call. They're going to have stupid tongue twisters.
Yeah.
Can I go home early?
No. Hey, how about that new 7-second delay t-shirt? Looking pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. It's a personalized t-shirt. Everyone will get their.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott and Alameda, for whipping up that great design for us. It's at the printer now.
It'll have your name on it. It'll have me and Kent's picture on it. It'll have a likeness, a rough likeness of you on it.
Not so rough.
Not so rough.
Some people say that you have photographic art skills.
We're gonna do little stick drawings of our listeners.
But well, no, stick drawings implies a body. There's no body. It's just going to be a portrait. It's going to be a photorealist portrait.
Oh, it's not going to be. Oh, people are going to.
This
be.
Is what you've always told me that you can do photorealistic portraits.
It's like a cotton disappointment machine. That's what it is.
100% cotton disappointment.
It's a disappointment machine made of 100% cotton, and you'll be getting yours soon.
Hi, you're on the air.
I want my T-shirt right now.
You'll get it soon, son. Your personalized T-shirt.
Hey, this is Mike in Altadena.
We'll have your name. Oh, good.
Previously of El Segundo.
Oh, hey, Mike. Previously Mike from Spain.
Well, I was in Spain for the marathon.
Yeah.
You don't hear about many people moving to Altadena these days. Yeah.
Altadena.
Just like Andy.
Altadena has had a...
I was doing the Andy, you know, get as far away from FMU during the marathon as you can.
Oh, man, I wish.
Mike's living amongst the charred ruins.
Just watching the debris trucks roll by. We got half the street cleaned up. The other half is still a bunch of cars marked not EV.
Oh, that must be tough.
But maybe the FEMA money will dry up, and then we'll just stop. We'll stop cleaning up.
Now, how's the air quality?
Well, today it's pretty good because it's blowing in the right direction.
Oh, so you can still smell. I mean, nothing's burning anymore, is it?
No, it's burning in South Carolina now, so it's on your side of the world.
Yeah. So what you're smelling the stuff that's already burnt.
No, there's just ash in the air, Ken.
A little bit of wetness, so it damped everything down, and they do come by and try to hose things off, I noticed. So
there's just,
they actually have water.
It's just, there's just dust and ash all in the air.
Spirit.
Huh. It's damp, but except for yours, Mike.
Oh, no, I'm living the life of Mad Max. Great.
Yeah, it is like
around my motorcycle through the charred ruins and you know, singing Kumbaya.
And eating dog food?
What's that?
Are you eating dog food?
Oh, out of a can, man.
Why would he be eating dog food?
Mad Max, baby.
Oh, he ate dog food?
Road Warrior.
Yeah, Iggy Pop. Don't forget Iggy Pop.
Yeah, Road Warrior. He's eating dog food at the beginning.
Iggy Pop is living on dog food, too.
You'd think somebody on the film crew would have, like, some real food for him.
Well, they stuck it in a dog food can.
Especially if you're on the set of Monk. I've heard about the craft service table of Monk.
What have you heard?
I lived at the craft service table. If you're looking for the producer, Andy Breckman, check out the craft service table.
Saltines. With low sodium, though. Low sodium saltines. And what was the other one that you got at the craft service table?
And then regular sodium
Costco
saltines.
Twinkies or yeah. What was it? I can't remember.
We had any kind of saltines you wanted and some melted popsicles.
Oh, melted popsicles.
Oh, you can just drink
them? You got to be careful when you open it up. So you get like it's a drink and a stick.
Would you say this call's half over?
I don't know. Mike, is this call half over?
Mike, give me one second. Hold on, Mike.
Hollywood tongue.
Yeah, hold on.
Eddie Murphy, six times quickly.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
There you go. There's the challenge.
Is Eddie Murphy supposed to be a tongue twister?
I don't know.
Is it like Toy Boat?
I guess that's what Mike is saying.
Are there any other calls?
Well, give it a try.
Anybody else calling?
Nobody else is calling.
Oh, go on, Mike. That's fascinating. So you're in Altadena, and
he's a hero.
And you're a hero. Anybody yet? Hold on, Mike. Hold on one second. Hold on, son. Yeah, hold on. 201-209-9368. That's our number.
Yeah.
So go on, Mike. You're on a motorcycle, you say?
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
No, I'm stationary.
Okay, hang on there, Mike. Anybody can?
No, not yet.
Any calls at all?
No, not yet.
Huh? And so the house you're in. But what? How did that house?
My Andy Love ballads on the air or something.
Yeah, that
helped to kill some time. I know you.
Fascinating.
Are you looking at the clock right now by any chance?
My eyes are never off the clock. Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
Hold on, Mike. Give me 1 second. Anybody can?
We usually get that 10 minute
anybody?
No, not yet.
The show's over. Uh-huh.
201-209-9368. So, Mike, how did your house survive? Was it watered down? Did you have a hose ready at the ready to fight those flames?
Well, it wasn't my place, but it's the place I'm living.
Okay, we got another call. Thanks, Mike. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Andy.
And who's this?
This is your co-host, Ken.
Oh, Ken. You know what? Normally this would break my heart that you would have to call and bail us out. But in this case, I'm very, very grateful.
Not a problem.
You're the unsung hero here, my friend.
I'm going to move further away from you so it's not so damn.
How would you say the show's going, Ken? You've been not only participating, I imagine you've been listening as well.
No, it's amazing. I can participate without really paying attention. I'd rate this show a 4 out of 10.
A 4 out of 10?
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, whatever you want me to say. 4 out of 10, yeah. What would be the answer of least resistance here?
You have to...
Hey, there's another real call. Got to go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I've called to rescue you.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, we should always have that service. We should always have somebody to call to rescue us.
Well, what about
the... Oh, you absolutely, like when you're on a date, you need someone to text you. Oh, I need you to come home right now.
Yeah, your father's on fire.
She's on top of this.
Yeah, come home.
What's your name, caller?
This is Kyle in New Hampton.
Hi, Kyle.
Kyle, have you ever used a gimmick like that on a date, either for a friend or for yourself?
Of course.
You have?
Of course. All women have.
And what did the text say that got you away from the date?
Oh, just like you said, your father is on fire.
But how did your friend know to send that text? How did your friend know it wasn't, you didn't meet your dream guy?
She texted her friend saying, save me.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the dinner, you texted your friend and said, help. And then they texted back. But
your father is on fire.
Your father. But then when you showed your date the screen, didn't he see the word help above the last message?
You delete it.
Why would you show your date your screen?
Oh, I see. Oh, that's a good point. And did this really work? I mean, any date would know that it's a ruse.
Well, because they're probably...
Oh, wait. Oh, I can't talk now. I can't talk. I just got a text. My father is on fire.
Oh, my God, you better go.
I got to go. I love this call, but I really got to go. I'll call you, I promise.
Don't you want to hear my tongue twister?
Oh, sure. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. Yeah, what's your tongue twister?
It's especially spacious in my makeshift spaceship.
Oh, that's a great one. Especially spacious in my makeshift...
In my makeshift spaceship.
Well, that's an impossible...
It's especially spacious in my makeshift spaceship.
Ken, you are really impressing me this hour.
My makeshift spaceship.
Have you met my sober friend, Ken?
Oh, hey, sober friend Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle.
You know.
I haven't had a drink in like 2 months.
Well, you know it's
good
not
good for you, Kyle.
You know it's not 2014 because
I'm smoking
Ken
crack
is
crack right now.
Kyle, you're not. No, you're not. Kyle, you're okay. What do you do for a living?
I work in a bank.
Oh, fantastic! I love banks. Went to a bank once, had a great, great old time.
Yeah. What did you do there?
It's like a party, yeah.
Just a party. I just go sometimes and just hang out.
Get everybody to lay down on the floor?
I write hold-up notes, and I write them on the back of the deposit slips.
Uh-huh.
Then I just stand in the corner, and I wait. I wait for someone to come in and use that deposit slip.
Oh, that's interesting.
We love that. That's great.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Does it work?
It is so different. Pam, am I right? Isn't it funny?
Yeah, you know, when there's a long line.
Yes.
And someone says, what, are they giving away cash today?
Oh, that's a good
one.
Never
gets old. Never gets old.
Kyle, have you ever been held up?
Not at the bank.
Where? Okay. Where were you held up?
No,
I've never been held up. I was joking.
Kyle, have you ever had... But people have tried to pass bad checks at the bank.
Oh, sure.
Does that happen every week?
It happens regularly. I think it's been happening a lot more with the advent of people trying to sell things online.
Okay. But you can always smell when there's something wrong, right? It smells inky.
Well, not a lot of people use physical checks anymore.
Yeah, they don't even have to go to the bank to make a fraudulent check.
You don't?
No, you can just deposit it on your phone.
Kyle, what's the easiest way to commit fraud? Wait, hold on. Let me get a pen. Go ahead.
Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Well, you're doing God's work there at the bank. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's some good ones. There's, you know, calling an elderly person and saying, Grandma, I need $10,000. Wire it to me, please.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have an elderly person that lives down the street from me. Going to try that tomorrow.
Yeah, try that.
Grandma, I was kidnapped. I need $10,000.
In gift cards.
In vanilla gift cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be stopping by. Just leave them in your mailbox. I'm coming by in 10 minutes.
You got it. Done.
Done and done. Next marathon. You can soak me all you want, buddy.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome. Good night, guys.
Oh, what a great show. Man, we pulled that show out at the last minute, didn't we?
With Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a 3, it was a 2, it was a 3, it was a 4. It was just hovering there, right below average. Kyle calls. We end on a 5.
You know how you get you? I realize now that this is the way you get the bad topics over on me. You cannon fodder me. That's
you
what
mean
you
I,
do.
You mean I suggest really bad ideas?
You wear me down, and then you suggest a stinker like pajama party.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, next week we'll have something better.
Yes. Oh, that's a promise. How could it not be better?
This is WFMU East Orange,
and this is same thing. WFMU
and WMFU Mount Hope.
Yes, exactly.
In New York City and Rockland County.
Rockland County, same here.
91.9.
Yep, 91.9. Exactly.
And WFMU.org.
Me too. Exactly. Online.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Oh, thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank you, President Pam.
Thank you, President Pam.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues. And with Matt Fiveash.
Yeah.
What else?
Thank you, Cory Booker, for saving our republic.
There you go.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Everybody talking about it, but in hell, ain't no heaven, ain't no but in hell. Where I die, where I go, ain't nobody tell. Hey, 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 all right. I'm going, Deacon John. Yeah, yeah. I went down to the church hall. I got down on my bending knee. I prayed all night. I prayed, Deacon Jones, pray for me. To the church hall, I got down on my knee. I begged Deacon Jones to pray for me. He said, "Son, hear my hand. Hey, all right. Ain't no heaven, ain't no bun in hell." Nobody know where I'm going. Ain't no hell. When I die, nobody tell. Hey, 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 hey. Deacon John. Nobody know, no, no, hey, 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 hey.